Hey, it's Taylor Swift. I'm not offended by Melanie's hot takes on my relationship, and you shouldn't be either. What you should do is listen to this episode of her show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 86 of This Blonde Can Talk About Anything. I'm your host, Melanie, with two L's because the spelling of your name doesn't change from one week to the next. And it's actually been like 3 weeks since I did the last episode. And I'm sorry, Chucky is not here this time to introduce the podcast. So I promised you guys one last episode before the year ended, but I didn't promise you that it was going to be good. So if you don't like it, I understand. I'm actually recording this on New Year's Eve. So I forgot to wish you guys a Merry Christmas. So Merry Christmas. I hope you had a good Christmas or Hanukkah or Kwanzaa or whatever you celebrate. I hope it was a good one. I will start off by saying my Christmas was awful because I left out cookies and Poppy. Like, never mind milk. Everybody is leaving milk out for Santa Claus. And milk is overrated. I've left out oat milk. That didn't work. That was 2 years ago. And then I left out almond milk and that didn't work. So this year I left out cookies and Poppy and a very strongly worded letter about what I wanted for Christmas. And just in case Santa Claus was going to choose to be a dickhead and not give me what I wanted again, I also left out milk and Poppy for the Grinch. And I left him a little note that said, "You are free to steal all the gifts under my tree in exchange for the one thing that I want." Some weirdo on Instagram decided to go through my stories and count how many gifts I got, and it was like 60 some odd gifts. So I was inviting the Grinch to steal 60 plus items in exchange for one thing. And wouldn't you know it, that was on the 24th of December. So I was expecting to have the gift on the 25th. Today is December 31st, and Tom Brady is still retired. Can you believe this? All of those offerings, and still this man remains in retirement. I am devastated by this. I am so obsessed with Tom Brady that Twitter, I don't know if you guys know about Twitter Wrapped, but it's kind of like Spotify Wrapped, but not. So you go on Twitter Wrapped and it gives you like all this mean stuff about yourself. Like it roasts you. It roasts like you and your tweets and what you tweeted about this year. And I did it on both the podcast page and the page, my personal page. This is what Twitter said about me on my personal page. Okay, this is what it said about me. "You are so obsessed with Tom Brady's retirement, even his ex-wife Giselle has moved on faster than you. You call out toxic stan culture while being the ultimate Brady stan. That's like a Kardashian preaching about being natural." Okay, that's mean, first of all, because I don't stan Tom. Like, I just really love him. Okay. Like, I don't have a mental illness. I'm not going to write him a letter that says if he doesn't message me back, I'm going to drive my car off the cliff with my boyfriend in the back or some weird thing that you guys all know the song. And then it says, "Twitter obsession. You are obsessed with Tom Brady on Twitter. You're literally the self-proclaimed seven-time Super Bowl winning armchair counterpart to Brady. Your feed is filled with posts about missing him in football, denial about his retirement, and constant references to his career. You've tweeted about Brady at least 50 plus times, making him your ultimate obsession." Well, guys, there are 365 days in a year. So if I only tweeted about Tom 50 times, is that really considered an obsession? I don't think it is. And my mom's here, by the way. Mom, do you think that that's like being obsessed to tweet about somebody 50 times in 365 days?
Well, a little bit. You know, there's only 52 weeks in a year.
So I tweeted about him once a week for a year. Big deal.
But the noise around the fridge here at my house?
The noise around the fridge.
You know, at the office, you say.
The water cooler?
Yeah, or we have a fridge.
Oh my God.
The noise around the fridge says, "Please bring Tom Brady back because me, as your mother, I'm so tired of hearing about Tom Brady broke her heart and Tom Brady should come out of retirement. And how could he do that to you?
Because he just did it to me, only me, nobody else. Speaking of Tom Brady, he's been broadcasting this year. I've already talked about this, but not this week, but last week. I didn't know that the game was on Saturday and I missed it. And I didn't have a recording or anything. So I missed one of his broadcasts, which is tragic. Going back to this Twitter roast business, it said that my New Year's resolution should be to finally accept Tom Brady's retirement and channel that energy into becoming the internet's most fearless entertainment critic. I just want to say this. I don't really critique entertainment. Just because you hear me talking about how I'm sick and tired of Travis Kelce, please retire, and Taylor Swift, doesn't mean that I'm critiquing entertainment, because I'm not getting on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. There's so many now. I'm not on Blue Sky Social doing this. I'm not on Threads. I'm not on any of these websites, like actively insulting people's art, because I wouldn't want somebody to do that to me. I think film critics are gross, to be honest. Like, I'm friends with some people who are film critics, and I think it's disgusting that people, it's fine to have an opinion. Okay. Let's, like, for example, right now I'm very obsessed with Wicked. I think it's an amazing movie. There are some people who didn't like it. I was obsessed with Barbie. I still am. And some people didn't like it. They thought that it was like a movie, basically they thought that it was misandrous. So for people who don't know what that means, misandry is the opposite of misogyny, which today, I was today years old when I found out that my mom, who used the word misogynistic pig, didn't know what misogynistic meant, which is, so yeah, I just, okay. Being like misogynistic just means that you're like against women. Like I'm not going to explain this to you on a podcast. So
why did they call it, how did you say it in English?
Misogynistic? Misogyny?
Misogynistic pig. Why is the pig put in there? What did the poor pig ever do?
First of all, I don't know that people say misogynistic pig, because the first time that I heard, I'm so sorry. I'm not drunk, by the way. The first time I heard misogynistic pig was at Christmas at my dad's grandparents' house, when my aunt called her cousin a misogynistic pig. And my grandpa was dead, so I was like 11. So, and the worst part, see, now we're going all off topic. Anyway, the worst part about that is I didn't know what it meant. And my cousin, who was like 2 years older than me, also didn't know what it meant. And then my cousin started saying misogynistic pig, misogynistic pig. And if you don't know where I'm going with this, my dad got mad.
Again.
And his grandparents lived in like an apartment that had like a bedroom and then like a really small bedroom or whatever. And my dad got pissed off, and he sent me and my cousin to sit in the room, the little small room. But here's the thing. Why, like, I'm genuinely questioning this. Why are you punishing an 11 and like 13 year old for repeating something that an adult said? And I don't even know why she said it, or like why you would say that to your own cousin. Like, it's just weird. And she was like a grown ass, like she must have been like 40 something. Joanne. Yes, because my dad was like 30 something.
Oh, yeah.
And so she was in her, she's older than him. So,
she's
yeah. So she knew better than to be saying those things in front of kids. And kids are going to repeat it. And you know the worst part? My great grandma was in the kitchen laughing at that. And she was looking at me and my cousin laughing. So, yeah, basically my dad got mad. But I don't know how, anyway. So regarding circling back to the idea of, you know, being an entertainment critic, I don't go on social media and criticize people's art because it's not for me. Like, I think that there's something redeeming about every film, even if it's quote unquote the worst film you've ever seen, because there is no such thing as the worst film you've ever seen. You will always say that about something else in the future. So like I just don't think it's cool to, especially as an artist, to say things that are negative about other people who are making whatever, whether it's movies or music. I just won't do that. So Twitter implying that I, or this thing that roasts you on Twitter, implying that I should become, an entertainment critic is ridiculous.
Okay, I have a question.
Wait, I'm not done.
Well, you need to listen because
Listen,
I'm your mom.
Twitter says that the best gift for me on my personal account would be a personalized video message from Tom Brady announcing he's coming out of retirement, even if it's fake, because your denial about his retirement needs either closure or fuel, and this would give you enough content to tweet about until next Christmas. Why would you want Tom Brady to give me a fake video of himself saying he's coming out of retirement? Now somebody's probably going to go create that on an AI app. And if you do and you send that to me, I will clock you.
Oh, do it, do it.
No, I'll clock you because no, AI is gross, but I will clock you. Well, I shouldn't say that because I used AI to make Chucky's voice last episode and I might use it again in the future. But using someone's face, I think that's really wrong. Like I saw a video recently. I'm so all over the place. I saw a video recently of John Goodman, like advertising that he was on Ozempic. And John Goodman is not on Ozempic. And he started losing weight like way before the Ozempic craze. Like he started losing weight like maybe 10 years ago. So to take a man of this caliber, like a quality, high quality actor, high quality human who's 72 years old, and to start like making videos promoting Ozempic is like it's
Nasty.
ridiculous. So yeah, if anyone hears this and gets the idea that they should make a AI video of Tom Brady planning to unretire, don't, because I already know that he's part owner of the Las Vegas Raiders, and therefore like 31 other owners would have to approve of him returning to the league. And as Danny Amendola told me, do you really think people want that fucker to come back? Because at 47 years old, I guarantee you he would give the entire league a run for its money, specifically Patrick Mahomes. And I'm currently trying to, get in touch with Giselle, even though I think she's crazy, because she's apparently a witch and she does voodoo. And I'm going to need her assistance so she can teach it to me, because I need to do voodoo on the Chiefs, because if they win, I have a friend, I'm not going to say his name, he's obsessed with the Kansas City Chiefs and I don't want to hear for a year.
Tom,
Oh, yeah, his name's Tom.
pissed off.
That's the name. I don't
Yes.
want to hear for a whole ass year about, oh, they won 3 years in a row and Brady never did that. Because even if that does happen,
It's fixed.
I don't think Mahomes is as good as Brady. That's where you'll hear me critiquing things. But I'm critiquing not something that someone created. I'm watching the game and I'm critiquing based on statistics. And before somebody comes in here and says to me, I say in here, before somebody goes on one of my socials and tells me that Travis Kelce has better stats than Gronk, I just want to remind you that Gronk retired at 29 and then stayed retired until he was 31, came out of retirement, won a Super Bowl, and then retired again at 33. And he also didn't play for like a whole season because he ruptured his spleen. And Travis Kelce is 35. So he's already played longer than Gronk. So, yes, of course, he's going to break some of his records because he's played longer. But all that means is that it took him longer to do it. So, whatever. I don't want to hear it. If there's anything that I will get on here and criticize, it's Travis Kelce, who has decided, there's rumors that he's going to retire, which makes me so happy. Because then I don't have to hear about him and Taylor Swift anymore. Like, I mean, I'll hear about it, but not in football. And I won't miss him. But what I don't like about him is that now he thinks he's an actor And even his mom said that if he wants to be an actor, he's gonna have to work really hard. And
Speaking
I just
of
don't
working
think,
really hard, Melanie.
I just don't think that Travis Kelce should be an actor. And if before somebody, because somebody will say, well, Tom Brady made a movie. Yes, Tom Brady made a movie. He played himself. And he was in the 2 hours. I would say Tom was in the movie for like under 10 minutes. And I do work hard if that's what you're trying to say that I don't.
Oh, no. But this is a new year coming up.
Okay.
No? Okay.
What?
Cut the throat of the mother who
What?
speaketh the truth.
You're fucking weird.
Okay. Have a good night. Happy
Okay,
New
so you're
Year,
done now?
everybody.
You said you were coming on here
To talk about what? Just how
because
your
she,
father got upset
yes.
with Christmas.
Okay, so I did an episode that was Ask Me Anything, Christmas edition. I can't remember the question, but the answer to the question was that every Christmas, my dad would start a fight. And I got messages from people who said to me, there's no way that your dad started a fight every Christmas. So I spent Christmas with my dad from the age of 0, because my birthday's in October, until 11. And just when I was 11, my parents were divorced and my dad came over to our house for Christmas. And that was the worst Christmas of my life because I came out of my room on Christmas Eve and saw my divorced parents having sex on the
Oh
couch.
my God.
Well, that did happen. And so I don't remember if he started a fight that year because I was fucking traumatized. And that was the first Christmas after my grandpa died. But so you guys don't believe me that my dad started a fight every Christmas. So I brought my mom here to tell you about starting fights every fucking Christmas.
The truth of the matter is, it was a fight every day.
Oh my God.
But every Christmas was hell.
So if every Christmas was hell, was Easter and Thanksgiving and every other holiday also hell?
Yes. Because, like my former husband, he had my parents' house to go to.
Okay, but that's
Hold
not
on.
a reason to start a fight. I already explained that to people that he would had to go to all these different places.
Right, but he had his mistresses that he had to fit in there
But
too.
I don't know if he actually went to visit his mistresses on Christmas.
Okay, so tell me and call, please do. Call the Cumberland Ferry there outside of Ottawa and ask them if the ferry in 1998
When I
froze.
was a year old?
Yes, because you were a new baby and my parents came over to my house for dinner.
Your parents never came to our house for dinner.
Yeah, they did. And they stayed longer because he wasn't there to start another fight.
Oh, no. But did he already start a fight earlier in the day?
Yeah, but this time he was frozen in the middle of the Ottawa River, which is like impossible,
That means impossible.
impossible. But he thought that I was like that naive and stupid.
Like, why was he starting fights? Like, about what? Because people don't believe me.
Oh, well, I say. Why are you late? You know, my parents never come here and it's
No, I mean, every year.
because he was miserable until he had a couple of beers in him and maybe a couple of shots of something.
I've
But,
never ever seen him take a shot until I was like 16 or no,
oh,
18.
Crown Royal was his thing. But better yet, how about the Italian wine where he, would
Okay, but
smash the whole
that
house?
wasn't Christmas.
No, it was a brand new move-in house.
Just like for reference, if you or someone you know is experiencing domestic violence, because that's what she's talking about, I highly recommend that you like seek help and get out of that relationship if you can, because it could end very badly for you, and I don't want anyone to die. So yeah, if you're in a bad situation, like ask someone for help and don't be embarrassed
Reach out.
to say that, you're going through something. And this applies to men as well. I know like men are not believed, and I know that Johnny Depp is kind of like the poster child for that because he came out, told his story, and to this day there are people who don't believe that he was abused. And I'm not saying that, he wasn't abusive. I'm not saying that it wasn't a toxic relationship. I wasn't there. I don't know. But I do think that he kind of opened the door for people, men, to talk about, intimate partner violence. So if you're experiencing that, please tell your stories and seek help, because it's I've watched a lot of crime shows, and like a lot of people, most people I think are killed by a partner or like a former partner, which is so weird. I'm all over the place. I was watching like a crime documentary, I think yesterday or the day before, and somebody like killed their wife so they could be with someone else.
You just walk away.
Like, you could just leave your wife.
Yeah, just walk
And
away after hurt each other.
now he's in prison for like the rest of his life
For what?
for killing his wife.
No, I know, but what I mean is, he could have just said to his wife, I don't love you anymore. I don't want to hurt you, but I'm in love with somebody else. It's better to explain that and walk away. Who better to know than myself, who was cheated on several times?
And domestic violence in our
And I
house.
lived in domestic violence, yes. And my daughter could not be awake when he got home from work, and she had to be still in bed when he left for work. So why start a life together? And if
I
you're
mean, you
that
should ask
miserable,
yourself that because you did
oh
it.
yes, but I was stupid, young and naive, and I thought, he needed someone to.
Do you want it to be his mom?
Yeah, I guess I needed to be needed.
Oh boy.
And that was stupid because look what it got me.
I'm just so happy that I don't have any of these problems. Like, I have friends who will date like anyone just to be in a relationship. And I don't have this desire or this need because it's weird. Like, could you imagine just dating anybody, like you're dating a drug dealer, just to say you have a boyfriend, like, or you have a husband, but he's like dating 50 other people. It doesn't make any sense. Speaking of crime documentaries, I think this year alone, I've probably seen like eight about JonBenet Ramsey. And then I tweeted about how I think that her parents or parent, because only her dad is still alive, were directly or indirectly involved in what happened to her. And somebody like freaked out on me and they were like, "Do you really think that somebody would kill their own kid?" And so I just, for anybody out there who thinks that that doesn't happen, a child under the age of six is murdered by their parents every 3 days in the United States. So let that sink in. JonBenet is only a high profile case because she was a beauty queen, but there are kids in the United States being killed every 3 days that whose names and faces you don't know. So before you come at me with legal stuff, maybe like know what you're talking about, because like again, let's go to this Luigi. This guy shot somebody in cold blood.
Oh.
And I understand that he had issues with like Medicare or something like that. But killing one person, one CEO, is not going to make a difference. The only thing he did was take a life because he's not happy with his own. And I don't think there's any circumstance under which you should resort to taking a life. And then people are on Instagram, Twitter, I'm sorry, X, every like social media thirsting over him and like sending, they want to send him money in prison and they think that he should be free. Like, what do you think about that?
Well, I think that those people need to seek help, medical advice immediately, because you don't be sending money to a man who just killed an innocent person.
Yeah, but he had like a whole manifesto and whatever. Because in his opinion, he's guilty of like basically screwing people through the Medicare or whatever. So in his mind, he wasn't an innocent person.
Okay, but regardless, you don't, I think my doctor is not like an innocent, very good doctor, but the truth of the matter is, I'm not going to kill her because I don't think she's a good doctor.
Why not? He could become famous like Luigi.
Yeah, and then I'll be in jail because I'm not very good looking.
Like, these are some tweets about Luigi. There's a video and it says, I wholeheartedly want to thank 2024 for blessing the world with this face. Long live the king. I don't care if Luigi Mangione is an annoying centrist intellectual. He believed in revolutionary violence and he murdered a healthcare CEO. Yes, this person has a freaking brain because they understand that he's wrong. What he did is wrong. It's a crime. Like, I don't care how sexy you think he is. I bet there are people who thought OJ Simpson was sexy too. And at first, everybody was happy that he got acquitted. And then, like, some years later, the whole world decided that he was guilty because he was found guilty in a civil trial and acquitted in a criminal trial. And acquittal doesn't necessarily mean that you're innocent. It just means that they can't prove you're guilty. But the thing is that I don't want to get into this because if I go down the OJ Simpson rabbit hole, we're going to be here until next year. And by next year, I don't mean 2025, I mean like 2026, because there's so much evidence that you are not even aware of that could prove that he didn't do it. Here's another person with another stupid comment. Luigi Mangione, our children would have beautiful curly hair and all the spaghetti they could eat. Like,
High standards that you're looking for. This is the kind of people they don't think.
but like, this is a thoughtless tweet. Everybody expects Luigi Mangione to spend the rest of his life behind bars for shooting at a blood-sucking healthcare CEO. But he has a decent chance of walking out of court a free man if he gets the right jury. Just two or three good people who think the bastard deserved it. Nobody deserves to be shot and killed.
Nobody does. They have families. It doesn't matter whether they have families or not. You don't deserve to get killed over something that
Then
you have no control over. Like, you're just a part of the business.
somebody wrote, I love how people get upset about idolizing a criminal with Luigi Mangione as if a felon isn't Time Magazine's Person of the Year. This is a reference to
Trump.
Donald Trump or like, I guess I have to s President-elect Donald Trump. I don't particularly like Donald Trump and I don't agree with his politics and I'm not going to discuss them because we never discuss politics here. But what Donald Trump did was wrong. And it was disgusting, but he didn't kill anybody. That's the only thing I can say. Like, yes, he's a felon. No, he shouldn't have been allowed to run for president, but he didn't like murder somebody in cold blood. So I don't even think it's fair to compare Luigi Mangione to Donald Trump. Then
No.
there's like a whole thread that just says a whole tweet, like it just says free Luigi Mangione a whole bunch of times. And there's like fan pages dedicated to this. I just can't. There are people here who are asking Martin Scorsese to make a movie about Luigi Mangione. If anybody's gonna make anything about Luigi Mangione, it's going to be Ryan Murphy. He's going to make one of those limited series like he did for the assassination of Gianni Versace, like he did for the People versus OJ Simpson. And we already know he's probably going to cast Dave Franco, who is way too attractive to play Luigi Mangione. I know everybody thinks he's attractive. I don't see it. I just don't think there's any sexy, anything sexy about somebody who thinks that killing someone is okay. Somebody wrote here, good job, Luigi Mangione. You're a hero.
What
Like
kind of
he's
hero?
Batman or something. Like, I can't, it doesn't, I don't understand. If anybody who's listening to this understands this, please explain it to me because I don't get it. I remember once in one of my creative recovery classes, you had to draw a picture of something that you are not allowed to do. And I did draw a picture of myself killing my dad.
Okay.
But I never actually had like thoughts about killing my father
Oh,
or
are
like,
you sure?
yeah, I'm positive.
Okay.
So today is the last day of the year. Tomorrow is a different year, which I just, don't you think that's weird how like the clock changes like by 1 minute and then all of a sudden it's a new year?
Yeah, I think it's very weird, but you know what's exciting about it is we don't know what it holds in store.
But you don't know what you don't, yesterday you didn't know what today held in store.
You're correct.
I know.
But this is 2025, and I'd like to think that this is going to be the best year ever for you.
Oh, every year is the best year ever for me.
No, I believe this year will be the best year ever for you.
I mean,
if only you would just start believing in yourself.
I am not going to name drop.
No,
and don't you name drop
I'm
for
not
me.
Going to.
But I did meet the love of my life this year, whether or not
Yes,
he
you did.
knows that. And it was fun because I got to do it with some of my best friends and some of my new friends. That's one thing that was really great about this year. My friend Natasha came to visit me. Well, not just me, but she came to visit me. I went to pick her up at the airport with a big sign that said, "Welcome home from prison, Natasha."
Oh, geez.
And then she introduced me to her friend Paula, and then I ended up
Oh,
dropping
sweet little
I
Paula.
dropped her off at the airport because we all became friends like so immediately, and me and Natasha met like 5 years ago, and we
Such
became
a
friends.
sweetheart.
We became friends instantly. So like in 2024, I did make some really good like instant connection friendships that I really appreciate. And I also discovered the Litty and Chitty and the Big Bad City podcast, which is my favorite podcast. Emily is so funny. She's a comedian. She recorded a special this year, and I am like kind of inspired by that because, so if you're not familiar with Emily Wilson, she was on, I think it was X Factor or America's Got, I think it was America's Got Talent, and she was like 15 or 16, and she sings, and they told her no, and she's actually a good singer. And then she, instead of taking that really bad experience and like, you know, dwelling on it, even though she was so young, she went on to, you know, turn this into like a comedy. Like she's a comedian and she has a whole special talking, like laughing at herself and that experience. So even though she failed on that show, she was able to like find another creative outlet, and she still sings sometimes. And it's, she actually has an amazing voice. I wish somebody would like give her a recording contract, and I'm being genuine. And then along with her, Chloe Richmond is also, they co-host the show. They host it together. It's not like one is more relevant than the other. Chloe is like a digital creator, and she, her fashion sense is unmatched. Like I'm obsessed with everything that she wears. If she gets a DM like a day from me, it's always like, "Where did you get that clothes? I like that clothes." Like I love what she's wearing. And she's a publicist, and she's funny as hell on the podcast. And I always listen to their podcast when I feel like shit, because it makes me feel, no, I shouldn't say it makes me feel, but it makes me laugh. And then when you're laughing, you forget that you're like
feel
upset.
Like shit.
And so I, you know, I was talking to Chloe and saying like, they need to come on this show. And she was like, yes, whatever. Well, she didn't say whatever. She was like, yes. And so hopefully Chloe and Emily will be on here like joining me soon, because you guys who don't know them, you need to hear like their positivity and their comedy, and just there's something about them that they bring out the best in each other, and listening to them will bring out the best in you. And I hope I can also do that for some people, but my podcast and their podcast is very different in the sense that I do like bi-weekly interviews, but when I'm not talking to anybody, I just ramble. But they always have each other. They also have guests. They've also been on other podcasts, but yeah, they have each other. So I just have me when I don't have anybody else to talk to. And I have my imaginary friend Kevin, but well, I should say I had.
Nice question.
Yeah, my mom sat on him at the mall one time, and now he's dead, and it's very sad.
Very sad. I didn't know he was there.
How could you not know?
Because he's invisible.
No, he's not. I can see him.
Only you could see him.
I used to have imaginary friends when I was a kid.
Yes, Harry and Bill.
They
know,
were squirrels,
we
which makes no fucking sense. But what makes even less sense is that my grandpa also could see them.
Yeah, that I'm not so sure of.
Yes, he would talk to them and everything.
Yes, he would, for your benefit.
But like, why didn't he say like, there's nothing there?
Why would he do that to you
Because
unless
it's
you're
not
hot?
normal to, I don't know. They say that having imaginary friends means that you're highly
Intelligent.
intelligent. So I guess I must have been really smart.
I guess so. I wanted to say a nice congratulations to myself. It appears this year I, for the second time, have a new husband.
Oh my God, don't even start. She does not have, she's making a joke. Is it an imaginary friend? Speaking
Yeah,
of imaginary
it's not an
friends,
imaginary
please
friend,
don't
but it's
say.
an imaginary husband.
Yeah, please. Okay. Speaking of imaginary friends, and I was talking about movie critics earlier, there was a film that came out this year. It's called IF, which stands for Imaginary Friends. And it was written, directed by, and he was in it a little bit, John Krasinski, the sexiest man alive, which people don't agree with, but that's okay. And Ryan Reynolds starred in it, and it's all about imaginary friends. And I cried for like 4 minutes at the theater, but the critics like ripped it and they were like, this is the worst movie, it's so bad. And then, but I really liked it. So then I like actually I actually wasted my time telling Ryan Reynolds how much I loved him in that movie. But he was so like, his face was all like lit up, like he was so happy because everybody always talks about how he always plays himself. And I doubt Ryan's listening to this, but if he is, I hope that he continues to play himself for the rest of his life because it makes people laugh and it makes people happy. I did a lot of weird stuff this year. Like, for example, I told Hugh Jackman that he could be my stepdad. And the worst part is he asked me, where's your mom? So like, I don't know, maybe he was interested in
No,
being,
please,
he was
please.
interested in being my stepdad. Can you imagine how cool
Oh,
that would have been if I would have had a
yes.
stepdad and then it would have ended up like some weird like Pornhub thing where
Yeah.
it's like me and my stepdad? No, I'm kidding. I don't want to say I'm not attracted to Hugh Jackman, but he's no Zac Efron. You know, I have a thing for Zac Efron. I have a thing for some other.
He's a little too old for you, anyways.
No, he's not. I think he's the same age as Ben Affleck.
Oh yeah,
Speaking of
you
Ben
know what I'd
Affleck,
like to.
please get back with Jennifer Garner. And if you don't, I'm here. I'll be right here waiting, Ben. I've been waiting for a very long time, but only come to my house if you're wearing the bat suit so that I can call you Bat Daddy.
Bat Dad.
Bat Daddy. Yeah. Now I'm Googling how old. So
Well.
Hugh Jackman is 4 years older than Ben.
Okay. Well, I wanted to
And don't
take.
forget, I also would be willing to go on a date with Robert De Niro, and he's like 80.
Yeah, about that.
About that, what?
I don't know. It's just a little weird for me.
Why is it weird?
That's no longer a sugar daddy. That's a sugar grandpa.
A sugar grandpa?
Great grandpa, maybe.
Oh my God.
Maybe his grandchildren have
I'm
grandchildren.
sorry to tell you, but I think he looks amazing
Oh,
for
he
his age.
does. Oh, he does. Let's not say anything
Speaking of
bad
Robert De
about him.
Niro, The Godfather 2 turned 50 this year.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, I know that's crazy. And I've said it before, but I thank Francis Ford Coppola so much for making the second movie because it allowed Robert De Niro to step into Marlon Brando's shoes if you've never seen The Godfather. And Godfather 2 should have been Godfather 1, and Godfather 1 should have been Godfather 2 because Robert De Niro plays the younger version of Don Vito Corleone. And in the first one, Marlon Brando dies at the end of the movie. So it should have been backward. It was backwards, but it was brilliant. And just, I think if of all the living actors, Robert De Niro really embodies what Marlon Brando was and what he did. And I invited Francis Ford Coppola on this show and he liked it. So I'm going to keep inviting you, Francis. I'm going to keep inviting you on this show until you come on the show. And we can talk about The Godfather. We can talk about Megalopolis. We can talk about whatever you want because, as far as your movies, I've seen them all. Apocalypse Now, whatever you want. I'm mostly just naming the ones that Marlon Brando's in and the most recent one because Marlon Brando is my all-time favorite actor. I don't know. Do you think I say that about other actors? Who?
Robert De Niro.
No, he's one of, but I don't know if he's my favorite.
Oh, I don't know. I would think, who my favorite
Oh
is?
my God.
Do you know my favorite is?
Well, it used to be Johnny Depp.
It still is.
Oh, okay.
Don Juan DeMarco.
Is that your favorite Johnny Depp movie?
Yes, I well, I really liked Gilbert Grape.
By the way, that's a the first one, Don Juan DeMarco, was a Marlon Brando movie.
He did very well. If we could only see life through his eyes, eh?
Through whose eyes? Marlon Brando?
To the Don Juan
Okay, it's rude to
DeMarco.
talk when you're
I'm
yawning.
so sorry, everybody. Melanie gave me some champagne that.
Gave her one champagne chocolate, and I'm not even sure that it actually has alcohol in it.
No, it does. And I'm now off.
So
I don't drink ever.
what happens if I eat like 15 of them?
Well, I don't know. Try it and let me know what happens in the
I
morning
don't
because
want to have
I'll
a headache
probably
tomorrow.
be sleeping very
You'll be
sharply.
sleeping by before midnight. It's raining. I was gonna go to a Simple Plan concert tonight, but it's outside. By the time you listen to this, it's not even gonna be tonight anymore. But I wasn't gonna go see Simple Plan tonight. But it's raining, and you guys already know this is why I haven't even been on the podcast for 2 weeks. When the wind blows, I get sick. So I don't want to go and get sick. So I'm just gonna stay home and watch Wicked because I'm obsessed with Wicked. And I'm a grown adult who has all the Wicked Barbies of Glinda. And a grown adult who goes to Starbucks with the name Glinda Upland like all the time. And I think they don't like Wicked or something because they keep screwing up my drinks.
And then I have to argue with Starbucks.
It's so bad. And the best thing is that I don't have to be the one to complain. My mom can do it,
And
and
her
her name
name
is
is
Karen.
Karen.
I don't know what you guys are doing tonight. I don't really like New Year's, if you didn't know that already. I've shared this before. We used to spend New Year's Eve having like a birthday party for my grandpa, whose birthday was on the 1st of January, which is kind of mean now that I think about it, because everybody would be drunk. And my grandma was French and her family was French, and they would come over and they would be like singing in French and drinking to celebrate his birthday. And he didn't understand fucking French, which is really selfish now that I think about it. But I remember the last birthday that he had, he came to our
Wow, was at
house.
my house.
Yeah, and we had a karaoke
Karaoke.
machine, and he was trying to sing, and the karaoke came with like a video, and you could only sing. I mean, I guess you couldn't only sing the songs that were on the video, but that was the only way that you would
Learn
see
like
the
the lyric,
words.
yeah.
So if it wasn't a song that you already knew. And my grandpa, God bless him, was trying to sing this really old song called Rock Around the Clock. And I remember he was trying and he couldn't keep up. And he was like, oh, fuck this, and like handed me the microphone. And I don't even think I ever heard him swear. But that was literally like 30 days before he died. So I will not harp on this because I don't want to put a damper on everybody's New Year's. So I want to wish you guys a happy New Year. I hope that 2025 is good to everyone. For me, I don't, New Year's is the hardest day of the year for me because of that, because it's a new beginning, but it's also a reminder of like what I don't have anymore. And now I'm crying. I don't like that. I sound like a little kid now. But there are some people in the world who are grieving a lot. People that I know, people that I don't know. If you're grieving, if you're sad, I understand you. I feel you. I'm with you, especially on New Year's Day. But on the second, then I have to do like, it's business, right? Back to
It's
business.
back to business and it's back to guess what? It's January. And what happens in January? It's my birthday. Feel free to look at my Amazon wish list and make an old lady's day.
It's her.
It's my birthday.
I have done an episode about this, but I hate January. Like, the only good thing about January is that it's your birthday, because January 1st, that's the day that the parent was born, which makes me fucking sad. And it shouldn't. I should be really happy that he was born at all, because now I'm going to have, we're going to have a story time. My grandpa was the first baby born on New Year's in Sudbury, Ontario, Canada, in 1932.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. You don't have to tell me. I know. And he was a very big baby, and his mom died giving birth to him, which means that like th some doctor made the choice to save him instead of his mom. So I should be really grateful for that, but I'm not. I mean, I am, but I'm angry. And then on the 22nd of January is the anniversary of Quinn's death. And then on the 30th of January, it's the anniversary of Pepper's death. And my like best friend killed himself on the same day. And then on the 30th, that's the anniversary of when I got Dolly and she died. So it's, I just don't like January. But it's nice that my mom's birthday is in a month that I don't like.
Yeah, so send the gifts. Don't forget now the gifts are at P.O. Box. The old lady who turns
108.
108.
She's been turning 108 for several years.
My
And
wish list can be found on my page.
it's just a bunch of vibrators and dildos.
No. My good God. My daughter's got no filter and
Butt
sometimes.
plugs,
Oh, good. No, don't see, that's her wish, not mine. Oh, okay.
clitoral
Good night,
stimulators,
everybody. And talk to you in 2025.
which is in just a few hours, actually.
Be
I also
quiet.
want to thank you guys for sticking with me all year, even though I was not as consistent as I would have liked to have been. But I promise I will be more consistent in
No,
2025.
guys, hey, I got something to say before we go. We had a massive plan and we were putting it in action. And
I don't even know what she's talking
in
about.
September, I wanted to leave and go to
Somewhere
the,
else.
yes, at, for the winter and come back. But
But you got
my
sick.
health led us down a different road, which really sucks because this was the year that I was going to live my dream with my daughter. But I'm still going to do that. Just
In a different year.
no, not a different year.
It is a different year.
Yeah, in 2025. We will make up for this one way or another. We will make up for this. And also, if I can just say one more thing,
Oh no.
this year I was included in something that I was never included in my life. And it's kind of like a Secret Santa gift from somebody you know, but you don't know what you're going to get. It could be
So it's a
something.
secret. It's not a secret, but it's the gift is a
The
secret.
gift is a
But shouldn't
secret.
all gifts be a secret?
Yes, all gifts should be a secret, but the person that sent me this gift, I think she must have a telepathy, you know, because I think she must have known how I felt about my place, where the place is not even, I couldn't even tell you.
Okay, let's not get into that.
Okay, but the candle, the gift that I got
Was a
said
candle.
was a candle with a beautiful saying at the bottom.
It says, "Your friendship is like this candle. If you forget me, I'll
I'll
burn
burn
your
your
fucking
house
house down."
down.
I think that's what it said.
I loved it. I loved it because it fit right in with my,
With her thoughts.
yes, with my thought about my dwelling.
Oh my God.
But this year, we're taking a little adventure,
Okay.
and I'm not quite sure what that adventure entails.
Inventure.
Adventure entails. Just today, I'm not quite sure, but it's coming in a couple of weeks. I'm going to know what the adventure is, and
PSA.
maybe you can follow us along our
Here's
with
a
our
P. Well, I'm
adventure.
always posting on Instagram. PSA, don't drink sodas if you don't want to get diabetes. Because my mom
Oh,
drank
gosh.
sodas every fucking day for like my whole life. There are alternatives, and
Yeah.
these people are not paying me to tell you, but you can drink Zevia, which has a zero sugar,
Which is very
zero
good.
calories. It tastes the same.
Just don't pour it in the glass because psychologically,
Okay.
if it's clear, it can't be Coke, it can't be
But
Pepsi,
it tastes exactly the same.
and it may be a little bit better. I really like the root beer, the Zevia root beer, and orange.
But no, the orange that you're drinking is poppy.
Okay.
Poppy has
Poppy is
like
very good
three,
too.
it has like 3 grams of sugar, but it also has like prebiotics, which makes
Hey,
it good.
it's New Year's
And,
Eve. How
oh
about
my
you give your
God.
mom a poppy?
Please let me finish the podcast, Lord God. Poppy has like 3 grams of sugar, but it has prebiotics in it, so it's good for your gut. And one of their owners is Olivia Munn, the gorgeous Olivia Munn, who I am obsessed with. Olivia, please come on my podcast. I need you to come on here, not just to talk about acting, but to talk about breast cancer. Olivia has a really great story about survive. It's not a great story, but it's a story of
Touching
it's a
story.
story of survival. And through Olivia, I discovered that I'm at like 20% higher risk to have breast cancer in the future. So I need to get screened because everybody in my family has had it. So you should go to Olivia's profile and get the link for that as well. And if you're a woman, especially, and find out if you're at higher risk for breast cancer. But I'm going to stop talking about negative things because we're going into the new year and we want it to be good and positive. So I
So
just,
what's good and positive is
Tom Brady coming out of retirement.
go check out my Amazon wish list.
She doesn't actually have an Amazon wish list, and I'm pretty sure she doesn't even know how to use
I
Amazon.
wouldn't, but you know, steak and shrimp is welcome.
Oh my God. Okay. So
January 25th.
if you've listened this far,
A Cheesecake Factory special. Yes, I like that
you
too.
need Cheesecake Factory sugar free.
Sugar.
If you've stuck with me throughout this, episode of what I would just describe as a shit show, thank you so much. I'm so sorry that I couldn't get Dennis here. I literally get messages every week asking me when is he coming back, and I regret to inform you that the answer is probably never. But I think one episode of Dennis is actually quite enough, especially since the podcast has become something that I take a lot more seriously than I did 7 episodes in during the pandemic.
And before you sign off,
I
Melanie,
wasn't done, but.
sorry, let's give a nice shout out to Pepsi that doesn't put on their label, "Don't drink me because we can burn a hole in your stomach." My mom used to tell me, "Do you really need that Pepsi? Do you really believe you need that Pepsi? Do you know what's going to happen to you?" And I think, "What, you goddarn old fool?" And she'd go, "One day, I'm telling you, one day you're going to get a stomach, a hole in your stomach."
And
And
she did. It was a
I
long time ago. It
did.
was a while ago.
It was a while ago, but still, where is this label on Pepsi
But
that
you know
says,
what?
"Don't drink too much of me, we could give you a hole in the stomach."
After experiencing a hole in her stomach,
She continued to drink
which is a
Pepsi.
peptic ulcer, this one ruptured and she was septic and she had like 4 hours to live. We've talked about this before. She continued to drink Pepsi until very like 3 months ago when the doctor said to her, "You have prediabetes."
Wait a
So,
minute, wait a minute, wait a
okay.
minute. Let's tell the truth here.
Well, she had prediabetes
My
and her
liver
thyroid.
doesn't
Don't
function.
listen. People don't need an explanation.
The
Liver with
thyroid doesn't function.
a
You know, the pancreas doesn't
That's what diabetes
function.
means. That's diabetes.
And here's like a handful of pills to take per day. And go on with your life. And you know, the funny thing is, I was like kind of chubby, 2 3 months ago.
And she's
To
like a stick now, which is really unfair because I've been working hard all year and I only lost 25 pounds.
but I'd rather look like you than look like me. I did the funky chicken dance tonight, and it was really funky. This chicken has a lot of flab going, beating and beating and beating and beating. So we're gonna go with Tom Brady and tone up for the summer. Maybe I'll be able to.
Tom Brady, if you're listening. Please find a way to get 31 other owners to agree that you should come out of retirement. Maybe if you do that, they will say, "Yeah, he sucks. Let's bring him out of retirement to prove it." And then you
Yeah.
can, and then I'll just be happy again because I think I have seasonal affective disorder, which is a real thing, but I think I also have Tom Brady not playing football disorder.
Mr. Tom Brady. This is Kate.
Oh my God.
This is Kate. You called me Kate once. It's Karen, by the way, not Kate. But that's okay. You're a very important person. Please,
VIP.
please come out of retirement because I can't take the tears in my beer anymore.
I don't drink beer. First of all, I don't like the taste of beer.
I might drink beer if you
But
don't
are you
stop
crying?
crying for Tom Brady.
Full disclosure, I don't cry. I pout, but
She
I don't
pouts.
cry.
She yells.
I
She
yell.
calls me a witch, but
I
with a B,
do
not a W.
not. Over
She,
Tom Brady.
yeah, over Tom
She's
Brady.
lying.
No, I'm not.
You're no,
Thank you,
you're
Tom
lying.
Brady. I'm a that thing.
She's Elphaba. She's gonna fly away soon, and she's
Yeah,
also fucking Pinocchio because I've not ever done any of this over time.
no, this is true. This
Okay.
is true. And there's your nose is growing on New Year's Eve. God darn it.
My nose is not growing, but yours is. Okay. I want to thank you guys for tuning in to all the episodes this year. The most streamed episode was that the one with Daniel Franzese, also known as Damien from Mean Girls. And I already posted a link. I'm
I'm
just trying to grab
checking
my
your
nose.
nose.
I already posted a link over.
Lying nose. Tom Brady, please come back.
I already posted a link to the episode with Danny. So if you haven't already heard it, go check it out. It's actually so
Oh my
powerful.
God, pardon me. Oh my God.
Sorry.
Our mother and daughter.
I'm drinking carbonated water with caffeine, so it made me burp. And I have no filter and I'm not going to edit this. This is who I am. And if you don't like it, like there's absolutely nothing I can do. So as I was saying, you can check out the episode with Danny if you haven't already. It's a really good one.
4 hours, 6 minutes. Happy New Year, everybody.
It's a really good one. It's chock full of advice for actors, but also for pretty much
For
anyone.
actors by actors.
For actors by actors. My mom's insane. In the new year, I'm gonna have somebody that I met this year, Lucas Grabeel, who I love him. Like I'm Sharpay Evans in real life, so I adore him, and he's coming on the podcast this in 2025. I'm so excited because I've been trying to make that happen since the podcast started in like 2021. But he will be here, and I keep getting asked if I would ever have Tom Bergeron back. Yes, absolutely. Tom will be back just as soon as I get to like episode 104. So I got to put in the work. Tom is like my anniversary episode because he was my first celebrity interview. He came back after I completed a whole season, and when I complete this season, he'll be back again. But there will be other guests, some who you know and some who you don't,
And of course, I'll be back.
but may want to. And of course, my mom will be back to join me when I have nonsense episodes like this. This is, I think that the best intro for this would be Sabrina Carpenter, like doing a nonsense interview. Sorry, intro. Okay, so anyway, thank you for sticking with me for the whole year. I hope next year is going to be better for all of us. You guys are amazing. I do have to give a shout out to my sponsors, Michael Solberg Family Wines. You can find them on Instagram. Please check them out. They are an affordable California wine and delicious. Huxware, the camel toe eliminating, moisture wicking underwear,
They're amazing.
made for women by women, at HUXWEAR on Instagram. And of course, I got to give a shout out to my friends, Brian and Dave, the co-authors of the Buddies series. They were on the last episode with me. They don't sponsor me. They don't ask me to talk about this, but I want you guys to actively check out their book. So the first one is called The Buddies, A Race to Remember, and the second one is The Buddies, The Surprise Party. And the book is available in English, French, and Spanish, which I think covers like a lot of ground. So I think you should definitely check it out if you have kids. If you don't have kids like me, because you don't want to have kids, or you just don't have kids, you probably have, unlike me, are not an only child, and you probably have like nieces and nephews. And the books are about social emotional learning, which is something that I think is, I mentioned it, you know, when I chatted with them, is super, super important.
Hey, Melody, where can you get that
Give
book?
me a second, I'm getting there. I've been pressing them to kind of to do a book on grief because, you know, grief is a big social emotional thing that I never really got through properly as a kid. And I don't know what their next topic will be, but it will be great. You can find the book on Amazon worldwide, or you can go to their website, www.thebuddies.ca. And I think you should do that. I think you should do it right now. Whether you speak English, French, or Spanish, just go and check out the book.
You haven't seen any.
Vas-y, vite, vite fait. Yeah. So I think that's all I have to say for this
Did you
year.
do that in Spanish?
I can, but I don't remember. Like I'm blanking. It's like I've had something to drink. I it's like I've had something to drink.
Too much champagne
I do
chocolate.
speak a little bit of Spanish, like enough to get by. Which is why I want to extend an invitation to Marcelo Hernandez. Because now I don't think he'll come on now because now he's Domingo and he's too fucking cool for us. Anyway, thanks for sticking with me and this nonsense. I will talk to you guys in the new year. I will have brilliant guests for you in the new year. And I will love you 10 times more in the new year. One last thing before I go, if you don't already, make sure you follow the podcast on Twitter at A Blonde Who Talks, which is pretty fitting of me. Follow me on Instagram. The Instagram is pretty new and we just hit 3,000 followers. So thank you. But it's really not a lot compared to the 50,000 that we just hit on Twitter X. So if you could follow me there, it's This Blonde Can Talk, and also This Blonde Can Talk on Blue Sky Social. And I'm pretty sure it's also This Blonde Can Talk on Threads, which I still haven't figured out how to use. Thanks for listening again. I think I've said that about 45,000 times.
And my Amazon
wish. Oh my God. She doesn't have an Amazon. I can't even talk. I'm done. I can't talk anymore. Bye.
It's Taylor again, Travis, and I totally approve of this episode. And yes, this is AI generated.